When is enthusiasm a bad thing? When it gets in the way of clear communication. Before you become over-enthusiastic with employees or vendors, make sure the work is done correctly. Sometimes we offer up something as simple as great or thanks just because we are happy someone has responded to us. But by doing this, you may also be signaling that the job is complete, making it a little awkward if you have to come back later and ask for revisions to the assignment. It's okay to acknowledge an email, just make it clear that you have not reviewed the work yet. For example, you might say, "Thanks for getting this to me by the deadline. I'll review within 24 hours and get back to you." This way, the person knows you got it, but may have feedback to follow. Once you have reviewed the work, and if you don't have any more changes or comments, you can pile on the enthusiastic praise. The pitch challenge today, curb your enthusiasm when it comes to responding to work assignments until you've had a chance to actually review the work. We've had this happen with freelance photographers we've hired for events before. They send all the picture files by the deadline, and we are just so happy to get them that we return the email with a big thanks. Then they disappear because they assume their job is done. It's so much harder to pull someone back into a project if they think you were pleased with their work. Hold the exclamation points and smiley faces until you have had time to review so you don't signal that the job is done when you might actually have more to do.